I'm very sorry to be late. But I am your property. Questions and answers? Very grateful for the chance to be with all of you. This afternoon, I had the rare and special fortune of meeting with Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, and he has filled my heart with so much of his kindness that I am enthusiastic more than ever to serve you. Does anyone have any questions?
Hi, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Going back to this morning's class, Bhaktimad Maharaj was saying that if we couldn't be transcendental, we should be at least mode of goodness. And I was just thinking about that, and I was finding it just a little bit amusing, because it kind of presents a quandary for devotees.
Can you speak closer to the microphone, please?
When we talk about mode of goodness, we're usually thinking, you know, be honest, tell the truth, don't steal, that kind of thing. And yet, on the transcendental platform, we can steal, we can tell lies, we can do all that kind of stuff for Krishna. So, from a non-devotee point of view, it's very difficult for them to see devotees and mode of goodness, because all the things that they hold dear as moral and ethical can easily be swept away in service to Krishna. So, how do we balance things out?
Prabhupada teaches in many places and cites from Srimad Bhagavatam that until you come to the mode of goodness, you cannot transcend the modes into transcendence. The four regulative principles in and of themselves are not transcendental, because after all, there are giraffe doesn't eat meat. Yes? And there are lower species. Even atheists there are who do not eat meat. Hitler was a vegetarian. No? So was Michael Jackson. With all respect. What? No, not necessarily. But so the four regulative principles are really meant to situate us in the mode of goodness. And if we read Bhagavad Gita, honesty, truthfulness, self-control, respect for others, not having false prestige, these are all qualities of a saintly person. They also are the mode of goodness. So a devotee must come to the mode of goodness, but do it for Krishna. And that is transcendental life. When we actually transcend the modes of nature, and we're on that platform where we're no longer affected by the modes of material nature, like the residents of Vrindavan, then everything is absolutely divine. But no, Prabhupada was very strong. He did not want us to simply steal for Krishna, or to have illicit sex for Krishna, or even to lie for Krishna. Prabhupada explained there is something called transcendental trickery, yes, but that has to be done very, very carefully, very, very much under authority. Yes? Sometimes a mother may, Prabhupada gave this example as far as transcendental trickery, that a child is very sick and refuses to take medicine. So the mother puts the medicine in a laddu. And the child says, "Is this medicine?" And she says, "No, no, it is laddu." So the child eats it. Now, literally, that is not telling the truth. But it is for the higher cause of compassion. It's because there's no other way the child will take the medicine. Other than for that very, very important, critical sense of giving a person Krishna who refuses not to take Krishna and somehow or other to get them to take Krishna, we have no right to speak a lie. Does that make sense? Prabhupada said his devotees will be known as perfect ladies and gentlemen. So unless we're very, very directly in a spirit of real compassion, just somehow getting a person, I can admit a lie I once told. I wanted to give a person a gas station. I went to fill up my van with petrol, and I had some prasad. And I said, "Would you like this cookie?" He said, "No, no." And I said, "Actually, my mother made it for me on her birthday and sent it. It's something very special." He said, "All right, I will take it." So to get him to take prasad, I said, if I said it was made at the Hare Krishna temple at New Vrindavan by an initiated Brahmin, they probably would not have taken it. I said, "If you take this, your material life is finished, according to the Shastra." So we may speak things in a palatable way just to get a person to somehow or other accept Krishna consciousness. But we should never cheat people. That is not our purpose, to cheat. Our purpose is to enlighten. And it has been, over the years, a great disruption to our society internally as well as externally when devotees immaturely take advantage of this principle and think that they can just lie or they could cheat or they could steal and just put it in the name of Krishna. It will give a very bad reputation. And devotees won't even be able to trust each other. Yes? So Prabhupada wanted us to be very honest, very truthful, very straightforward. I remember devotees were stealing flowers from someone else's garden, and it came in the newspapers that it was the front page of a newspaper. That Hare Krishna is at 2 in the morning, we're stealing from someone's garden, and the person came out and said, "Don't steal those flowers." And the devotee said, "It is not your flowers, it is Krishna's flowers." Front page. And I remember the response. Our leader told us, Prabhupada said like this, that it may be Krishna's flowers, but it's under his care. Krishna has given the flowers under his care, so you have no right to steal them. So when we talk about amanina manadena, honoring and respecting others, that's not just devotees. That's every living entity. Devotees should be known as the most honorable, the most truthful amongst each other and also to the outside world. And under emergency situations, to somehow or other give a person the opportunity to engage in devotional service, we may have to speak the truth indirectly. We never lie, but we may speak the truth indirectly for those purposes only. Does that answer your question? Hare Krishna. Krishna never lied. When Krishna said, I did not steal butter, all butter belongs to him, so how could he steal? Yes? Krishna was never immoral. He danced with gopis, with the gopis in Parakya Ras, but actually, he's the supreme Purusha, and every living entity is Prakriti, meant for his enjoyment. Yes? He was on that transcendental, pure, supreme level, where everything he did is the absolute truth and perfect. The apparent, or the appearance of how it may have been not according to moral codes is really only to increase the ecstasy of the ras of that relationship. But everything Krishna does is absolute truth, perfect. He's the proprietor of everything. And we are not Krishna, we are his servants. Therefore we must follow according to Guru Parampara. And we must be very, very careful to be very honest, very truthful amongst each other and with the world. Is there any other questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, can you tell us a little bit about your relationship and your friendship with Bhaktivedanta Maharaj? How did you meet each other and all these things from early days?
If I start talking about that, then there won't be many questions today. I will speak about it another time, but I will speak that we first met in the early 70s, maybe around 1973 or 74, something like that. And I was a brahmachari at New Vrindavan, and he was a brahmachari traveling and doing so much nice preaching and book distribution. And first we met, we spoke for many hours. We sat under a tree and spoke for many hours. And it was at that time that he accepted me as his servant and showed great kindness upon me. And through the years, that friendship, that relationship, and his kindness upon me only got deeper and sweeter. We went through many wonderful, joyful experiences, and we also shared many inconceivable times of obstacles. And I can say that through all of these different situations that we pass through, our friendship and our love only grew. When devotees go through difficult times together, that's a great, great time to really bind our relationship in the at the lotus feet of Krishna and Gurudev. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj and I have spent hundreds of hours together having very soul-searching, deep discussions, revealing our hearts, revealing our minds with great honesty and great love and great respect for each other. And I can say that there is no one in the world that I could love or respect more than him. Thank you very much. Yes, Mataji.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. This is a very special time, especially for the disciples of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
Because the peacock is singing, I can't hear you.
I'll start again. This is a very special time, especially for the disciples of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. Would you give any advice to us how to remain strong in Krishna consciousness and in this difficult time?
We have similar experience. Mahamuni Prabhu, myself, Yarunandan Prabhu, all of Prabhupada's disciples, because we passed also through this very inconceivable experience. On several occasions, Srila Prabhupada appeared that he was about to leave his body. And devotees would sing 24-hour kirtan in every temple of ISKCON. And on several occasions, after some time, Prabhupada's health was revived. But in 1977, Krishna revealed to us that yes, Prabhupada was going to leave. We didn't know exactly when, but it seemed quite imminent. And when the news came, to many it was a shock, because we did not expect it so soon. It was like the end of the world. It was as if we were cast into endless darkness. At first it seemed there was no hope. And it was difficult because the senior most people in our movement were only devotees a couple years more than us. And we had no communication with any of Prabhupada's god brothers or god sisters. Because although he invited them many, many times to assist, none of them really came forward to participate in Prabhupada's mission. With all love and respect for them. So we only knew Prabhupada. He was practically the only adult in the Hare Krishna movement. And he spoon-fed us, directly or indirectly. It was a time of grief, separation. But in that sorrow of separation, in those tears of mourning, those who are sincere actually found Prabhupada's presence deeper and more profound than any other time. Prabhupada has told us that he's in his books. He's not different than his books. His purports are his devotional ecstasies. In this crisis that we were undergoing, we really had to look to find Prabhupada in his books, in his tapes, in his instructions, in his example. To try to please the instruction of the Guru with a sincere and honest heart is our actual relationship with our Gurudev. Prabhupada taught us that Vani is eternal and Vapu is temporary. The instructions of the spiritual master are all important. The physical presence is a temporary facility meant to inspire us to hear and surrender to those instructions. It appeared impossible to understand or fathom that instruction when Prabhupada left. But we had nothing else. So yes, we looked for Prabhupada in the association of those who loved Prabhupada. We looked for Prabhupada in his words, in his instructions, and we tried to reciprocate by pleasing him. And that is where we could really make a true, genuine connection with Srila Prabhupada. The connection is not the physical proximity, is to be loved and adored and worshipped and honored. And we should cry when it is removed from our glance. But both the meeting of the spiritual master as well as the separation, they are all different ways that Krishna and Guru are trying to make us more attached to the spirit of devotion to the Guru, to our surrender to the Guru. And yes, Prabhupada also taught us by his own example. He spoke how, when his Guru Maharaj left this world, how much he was cast in grief and sorrow, but how he took the order of his Guru as his life and soul. And again, Prabhupada would say that he's always with his spiritual master. That his Guru is always inspiring him. And even 40 years after the departure of his Guru Maharaj, he was feeling his presence in full, in separation, and dedicating everything in his life to pleasing his Guru Maharaj. That was Prabhupada's example to us. And let us take Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj's example of how he's teaching. After Prabhupada left, he was in that deep, dark ocean of sorrow. But he surrendered to the will of Srila Prabhupada. Everything he did was for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada. He didn't decrease his service, although he was doing incredible, unbelievable service in Prabhupada's time, so much so that Srila Prabhupada personally embraced him with tears, crying on him, saying, "Your life is successful." At a time when Prabhupada practically couldn't even sit up, how much he expressed his indebtedness, his gratitude, and his love for Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. But Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, he understood Prabhupada's relationship with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He understood Prabhupada's teachings and his example of love and separation. And after Srila Prabhupada's departure, in that love of separation, he surrendered even deeper into Prabhupada's service and was divinely empowered by Prabhupada's presence more than ever before. His enthusiasm, his determination, his deep, sublime concern for every devotee, his great compassion to every living being of all different statuses of society. Risked his life, taxed his mind in every way to give Krishna on behalf of Prabhupada. That was his example of how he lived in separation from his Gurudev. And I can see that Maharaj, out of such love, has been very carefully training each and every one of us how to carry on in his absence. That's what he's been speaking about and writing about for several months. If we open our ears and open our hearts, we will really find the answer to this question. At this particular time, we should just be praying and praying from the core of our hearts to Krishna, to Guru. Just let me give my heart, let me give my life. That is an offering of real love and gratitude. And we can find the presence of Sri Guru in the association of those who love him. And we must take shelter there. And we can take shelter of devotees who we know our Guru Maharaj love and trusted to give us guidance and inspiration in his service. And we could try to live as he is living. Live following his example. And really, really trying to apply his teachings to our life. How he's always taking shelter of the holy name. How he's so loyal and faithful to Prabhupada's mission. How he loves so dearly his god brothers and god sisters. He's patiently, systematically showed you the way. Does that answer your question? And it is a test. It is certainly a test of our sincerity. But for those who try to follow his teachings sincerely, Prabhupada's teachings that he has given with such clarity and transparency, then yes, you will find Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj there, ecstatically dancing in the core of your heart. And along with him will be Srila Prabhupada and our whole Guru Parampara. And they will lead us back to Goloka Vrindavan. That is for certain. Is there any other questions? Yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. In the past few days, I think Bhakti Tirtha Swami was talking about to live a life of purpose. And when I look at all of you, you know, our example, I see how you're all carrying on the mission of Srila Prabhupada, but in your own unique ways. And I'm wondering, you know, how to find like our unique purpose, our unique position in the mission. How can we find our own purpose in Krishna consciousness?
Try to catch the spirit of our Guru Maharaj and the spirit of Srila Prabhupada, and very faithfully, according to our own personality and creativity, we perform devotional service. But we should always be very careful to seek the blessings of superior devotees. That is very important. Srila Prabhupada or Srila Prabhupada's faithful servants carry this message that we can be who we are for Krishna with the blessings of Vaishnavas. Prabhupada did not stomp on people's creativity. He told George Harrison, be a beetle for Krishna. He told Ambarish Prabhu, be the great grandson of Henry Ford for Krishna. He told Surabhi Maharaj, be an architect for Krishna. He told Sri Radha Damodar Ki Jai. He inspired Muralidhar Prabhu, Jadurani Mataji, Parikshit Prabhu, Pushkar Prabhu, be artist for Krishna. Yes? So he inspired their nature, their creative talents to be utilized for preaching Krishna consciousness. Yes? Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he is so much encouraging devotees. According to who they are and what they are, to really use their creative talents in the service of Krishna to purify their lives. So what is important is following the principles, taking shelter of the holy name, being faithful to Prabhupada's mission, which is the heart and soul of all the spiritual masters within ISKCON. And with the blessings of great souls, to utilize our creative talents for the loving service of the Lord. Does that answer your question? perfection of life is to surrender. Arjuna surrendered, and the gopas surrendered. Yes? But it was not the same form of surrender, but it was the same spirit of surrender.
Whereas for the disciples of Bhakti Tirthaswami, after his departure, of course he's directly encouraged us all to take shelter of his god brothers and sisters and find formal shiksha connections. And so, as everyone is unique, you know, not anyone is exactly as Bhakti Tirthaswami is. Can you speak about the dynamic of having a loyal shiksha connection, being very loyal to your diksha guru?
What is to be considered in this regard would be that a shiksha guru inspires us with faith and surrender to our Diksha Guru and our Guru Parampara. No two devotees are exactly the same. You'll never find anyone in the 14 worlds who could dance and chant like Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And his lectures, I remember once in Mayapur, he was wearing a little hat, and he was so enthusiastic in this lecture. He was just, the whole temple was trembling. Devotees' hearts were trembling. They were in rapt attention, and it came to such a point that his hat just flew off into the sky. Devotees were amazed. It was awesome. So I've never seen anyone who can do like that. But with his blessings, those god brothers or god sisters or disciples or devotee who you have faith, has that love in your Guru Maharaj, has that trust in your Guru Maharaj, and is carrying the spirit of your Guru Maharaj's love for Prabhupada, your Guru Maharaj can manifest. The spirit of Parampara can manifest. If we have faith in such a person. Those things are most important. This person is actually inspiring me with faith, enthusiasm, and determination to follow the order and the spirit of the mission of my guru. If we find that, we will find shelter. And that shelter should never be seen as separate from your guru shelter. Prabhupada explains that Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru are one. They have the same purpose, the same spirit, they're giving the same essential message. But according to time, place, and circumstance, they have different functions. And that does not depersonalize, that superpersonalizes our spiritual master who's representing Parampara, and those or that devotee who is really, really inspiring us with faith and the willingness to surrender to the will of our Gurudev. In that sense, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru are one. In ISKCON, all Diksha Gurus and Shiksha Gurus are simply surrendered to the will of Srila Prabhupada. Does that answer your question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. This may be the same question. This is very close, but I was thinking before he asked this question. I know that sometimes I struggle, especially the last few days. Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj has awakened all the grieving and pain in my own heart of separation from Srila Prabhupada and separation from him. But not as a Shiksha Guru, but how is it that, can you give us some suggestions how, as just God brothers and God sisters, that we can support each other in that loving relationship? And maybe you've already answered it, but I know sometimes I struggle with trying to find someone I can just be real close to in relationship to my spiritual master. And so I'm just wondering if you can, you know, maybe talk a little more. Maybe you've answered it, but I'm still in my heart, not as a Shiksha Guru, but just as, you know, your God brother or God sister sitting next to you. How can I inspire, or not inspire, but hear or console that individual? Because for me, it was a very difficult time when Prabhupada left. Does that make sense?
Just the last Saturday from New Vrindavan, I spoke to Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj by phone and told him that tomorrow there's a plenary session that I'm speaking on. Can you give me a subject of what you would like the devotees to hear? Would you like to know what he said? His reply was, ultimately, all we have is each other. How important it is within our society to create a spiritual environment in which devotees can really find shelter in each other. Amongst God brothers, God sisters, we should do everything within our hearts to give of ourself to encourage another. For those of you who are followers of Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, do you have any doubt from his example and teachings how pleased he will be if you encourage, inspire, and serve one another? Have you understood this message from him? He's spoken this message a million times louder than he even beats that drum. That ultimately we have each other. We give and we receive. We try to inspire, enlighten, encourage those who are close to us with faith and with hope, with trust, with Hari Katha, with Hari Nam, with Hari Seva. Yes? We find shelter of our Guru's lotus feet in dancing and kirtan together, in singing in kirtan together, in discussing Krishna's leelas and Krishna's teachings together, in sitting and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam together, in serving Prabhupada's mission together, and also the six loving exchanges of really trying to seek help and to give help. And for us, that's where we will very, very intimately find Prabhupada. Yes? Prabhupada, as we were discussing in class the other day, Prabhupada told you can show your love for me by how you cooperate in the service of Krishna. Cooperation at its most gross state means to not fight. Cooperation in a grosser state means to not just all start our own movements because we can't get along. Cooperation means with love, with trust, with patience, with tolerance, with compassion, to really make sacrifices to illuminate, enlighten, and help each other through what we speak and what we do. That's actual cooperation. That we accept the higher principle of what pleases Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Parampara, what pleases our Gurudev, that is the priority. And all our personal opinions and also our personal desires, conceptions, they are always subordinate to that. They must always be harmonized with that. What will please Guru and Krishna? And Prabhupada, Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, and our great acharyas, they have told us very clearly your cooperation, finding shelter in one another, finding shelter in hearing and chanting Krishna's names and glories with one another. That is our hope. That is our self. That is our life. Does that answer your question? We should seek shelter, but we should also be instruments of giving shelter. In giving, we receive. Yes, bro.
The activity that gave you the most, was it preaching or just the way you just ended your answer to the previous question? To give others, was it that or what was your favorite activity after the Srila Prabhupada?
I can't think of a favorite activity. I think my favorite activity is whatever pleases Prabhupada best. Chanting Nam Sankirtan with the Vaishnavas, performing japa with sincerity, preaching the message of Guru Maharaj with enthusiasm, associating with wonderful God brothers and God sisters, associating with second generation devotees and trying to bring them up. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness is ecstatic. if we're feeling the presence of Guru and Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji.
I was reading Srila Prabhupada's books, which I'm doing now after 28 years, finally. And Prabhupada says that if you read my books, even if you are not completely or pure, that you are guaranteed, if you stay on this path, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Sometimes I feel, yeah, it's going to take, I don't know, many lifetimes for me to actually like Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He seemed very, he was positive when I saw the video in your Vrindavan. He was going home back to Godhead, and I just felt like, oh God, I was jealous. But then I was remembering just now that Prabhupada said that one is guaranteed one follows this path even though not pure.
Om pavitra pavitro va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmarit pundarikaksam sabhayabhyantarasuchi. Whether we are purified or unpurified, or even having passing through all situations of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes purified within and without. Nasta prayesha bhadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. One who hears the glories of the Lord, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, regularly, all inauspicious things from within the heart are removed. So by reading Prabhupada's books, which are the sacred message of Srimad Bhagavatam in the purest form, we become purified. Prabhupada's most essential teaching is to chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was asked by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, of the 9 processes of devotional service, which is most important? The reply, chanting the names of Krishna. Krishna is not different than his name. If one sincerely takes shelter of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all the other 8 processes of devotional service, fully realized. That is the power of the chanting of the holy names. So Prabhupada in his books, he is teaching us how to properly chant Krishna's holy names, how to properly take shelter of Krishna's holy names. In order to do so, there are essential principles. Following the regulative principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Very sincere, humble service to the Vaishnavas. Enthusiasm to preach this message, or at least assist those who are preaching this message. These are very primary qualities that we try to cultivate to perfect our chanting. And if we are simply sincere to do this, what Prabhupada has taught us, then we will get Krishna's mercy. And ultimately, it's not by our purity that we go back to Godhead. It is by Guru and Krishna's mercy that we go back to Godhead. Yes? We have to strive for purity because that striving will attract Krishna's mercy. But it is the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Sri Radha Damodar that is our exclusive hope for spiritual advancement. So Prabhupada is so benevolent, so kind. He pleaded with us, just be sincere. If you're just sincere, Prabhupada will take us back home, back to God. Does that answer your question? But what does it mean to be sincere? That means we're really earnestly, honestly striving to surrender to His words. And if we're really trying, even if there's some shortcoming, Krishna promises, just try to surrender. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupashite tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam bahamya. I will preserve what you have and I will carry what you lack. So understanding this principle, we should be very, very humble, knowing I have no good qualities. Only Guru and Krishna's mercy can save me. And we take shelter of their mercy by sincerely trying to follow instructions. Otherwise, what hope? So many desires, so many egoistic conceptions within our hearts. What is our hope? But by the mercy of Gurudev, when we chant the holy name, that holy name becomes so all-powerful that it could remove all anarthas. That is our hope. Prabhupada did not want us to be complacent. Because I have neck beads, and because I have taken initiation, and because I read his books, I will go back to God. Reading means following. Yes. Actually, reading his books means following what he's speaking in his books. That is real reading. Be sincere. Any other questions? Yes.
Maharaj, just wondering about as grihasthas, you know, I feel sometimes, you know, I could speak for myself, I don't know for anyone else, but, you know, it seems like there's more involvement in material energy. And it's sometimes, the taste just goes, and it's just so difficult. It's more difficult to just, because it's not just me. Then, you know, there's my son, my husband, and I don't know. Is there a specific instruction for, because I know Bhaktivinoda Thakur in one of his book was talking about, you know, there's a difference between the renunciant and the grihasthas. There's different concessions, and like how for us as grihasthas to really fully surrender in that ashram. Sorry, I don't know if I'm explaining myself properly, but
that same question was asked by the residents of Kulinagram to Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri and after the Ratha Yatra. He was asked three times, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the same answer three times with different levels of comprehension, of realization. Mahaprabhu answered, for those in the Grihastha ashram who are struggling with so many domestic, economic, occupational duties, so many social distractions, the way to achieve the supreme perfection is chanting the holy names of Krishna and serving the Vaishnavas. It's as simple as that. Then they asked, who is a Vaishnav? And he said, anyone who once sincerely chants the name of the Lord is Vaishnav. The next year they asked, how can we grihasthas attain perfection with all these distractions? And he said, chant Hare Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. And they said, who is a Vaishnav? So one who is offenselessly, constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna is a Vaishnava. Then the next year, they said, we are grihasthas struggling in this ashram. How can we achieve perfection? And he said, chant Hare Krishna and serve the Vaishnavas. And they asked, well, who is a Vaishnava? And he said, whoever, by seeing that person, chants Hare Krishna, he is a Vaishnava. Topmost Vaishnava, he said. Topmost Vaishnava is one who just by seeing him induces others to chant Hare Krishna. So he gave three levels of Vaishnavas. One who's chanting Hare Krishna, one who's constantly chanting Hare Krishna, and one who induces everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So we must serve such Vaishnavas and chant Hare Krishna. Speaking of chanting Hare Krishna, Gopal has questions.
Maharaj, if there are no more questions, it would be too much to ask.
After that answer, how can I refuse? If we do kirtan, will everyone stay?
Yes.
Will you? Would you like to sit or dance?
Yes.
Please dance. Thank you very, very much.
Zonas Radharan Maharaj Ki.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Much louder, please.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey Govinda! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hariva, Hari Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama. Rama Rama Hari 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 Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Wah, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura Hariva! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Nithai Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jai Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Nithai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nithai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nithai Gaura Hari Bo, 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 Bo. Nithai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Gautrimanandi Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki Sri Radharani ki Shri Radha Damodara Dev ki Shri Baladeva Subhadra Mai Jagannath Swami Ki Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Shila Prabhupada Ki Shila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj Ki Ananti Koti Vaishna Brinda Ki Gopimaa Hariva! Nitagora Hadibo, 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 Hadibo. Nitagora Hadibo, 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 Hadibo. Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Ananti Koti Vaishnav Vrindaki Thank you very much. In the mode of goodness. And if we read Bhagavad Gita, honesty, truthfulness, self-control, respect for others, not having false prestige,